This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? I thought it might be helpful to review how we've gotten to where we are today with something called the Farm Bill. It started 85 years ago. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Here we are again with Congress trying to write another farm bill. This is a legislative effort that actually has its roots back in the Great Depression. The first farm bill was created in 1933 as part of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's Agricultural Adjustment Act. It provided subsidies to U.S. farmers in the midst of the Great Depression. The federal government paid producers at that time to stop the production of seven main crops in the hopes of decreasing the supply and thus increasing the prices of those staple crops. That act contained several provisions related to conservation, support for farmers suffering from the effects of the Dust Bowl, and the storage of surplus harvest. Although that act was later declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, its basic premise was included in later agricultural adjustment acts and eventually became the basis for all of the future farm bills. Since 1965, farm bills have been passed with general consistency every 5 or 6 years. Congressional negotiations on what to include in that bill generally take a couple of years, although talks may last longer if the parties cannot come to agreement. The discussions begin in the House and Senate Ag Committees, where hearings are held to review current policies, introduce possible changes, and determine the funding strategies. And those discussions generally are held a couple of years before the deadline for reauthorizing the Farm Bill. At the same time, representatives of Congress hold meetings with trade organizations, farm organizations, and various civil society organizations. Lawmakers conduct their town hall meetings. The White House may opt to have some input, too. We've noticed that varies a little bit depending on who is the Secretary of Agriculture. I'll be back after this.